Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I was a little disappointed that Lamar didn't do a cartwheel at the end of the five-yard game.
You're great. You're great.
I was a little disappointed.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Well, he probably, instead of a two-handed, do a one-handed cartwheel.
Or a backflip.
Backflip, yeah. Something. Yeah.
And James Strebel.
My girl cheats on me.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Text a maggot dinner is so bad. Now, how am I maggot? If I'm saying pro-vaccine, wouldn't that make me the other way?
All right, one more hour to go. It's the 5 o'clock hour. It's The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel. We got The Process, your boy Mikey Betson hanging out with us. Another hour to go. The 5 o'clock hour, as always, presented by Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors. Find them online today, Cox'sLouisville.com. They're delivering premium cigars, all the beer, wine, spirits to get you ready for tonight, this weekend, all the tailgates, and everything else. That great craft beer selection on the Evergreen side, they got you covered today. Cox'sLouisville.com. I guess I'll get to this right now.
All right,
you want to do this right at the top of the hour?
What's that?
Well, Lachlan McClain.
Yeah, let's go. I want to dive into this.
You want to dive into this?
Yes.
Have you seen this?
I did see this.
So you have seen this.
Mitch sent it to us earlier today.
Oh yeah,
today.
That's right.
Yes,
he did. Yes. Process has not seen this.
This is great. You'll love this, Process.
So Process, this will make you smile as we dive into the 5 o'clock hour. We'll have the mixtape at 5:35, about 5:30 or so. But Locke has been trying to get tickets, Process. Okay? He's been trying to get tickets.
To a concert.
To a concert.
I don't know what concert, but he's been trying.
Well, I think it was on social media, but I can't remember.
Probably someone, like Cher.
No, it was someone for his daughter. It was like Missick. Or something like that?
I have no idea. Huh?
Okay, well, I don't know.
Okay, yeah, I don't know
who
that
is. I don't
is.
Know who
yeah.
it is. But Lachlan McClain is angry. And he ranted. Unlike, I didn't think he could do this on social media anymore.
I know, I thought he was been neutered.
Being a newsman, okay?
Yep.
He tweeted out the following. Ticketmaster sucks. That is all. But then he was enraged.
Even more.
And he was not done, Process. He said, edit. He edited himself after having this up for an hour. Edit! That is not all. I figured I'd explain why I'm mad at them. He goes, I'm trying to buy tickets for a concert that my daughter desperately wants to go to. Had the pre-sale code on Wednesday, but every time I tried to order it said, cannot complete request on this device. Even though I attempted from two different devices. So I missed out on the pre-sale. Okay, no biggie. I can still do it from work when they go on sale at noon today. And now on a third device, it still wouldn't let me get them. So that's three devices on three different wireless networks over two different days. And not once would it let me complete the transaction. Now the concert's sold out and Lucy's heartbroken. F them. And spells out the word.
In all caps.
It's stunning.
Where is this? On Twitter?
Yeah, no, it's on Facebook, where old people go to complain.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, you have to know that.
Yeah,
process.
He's very Karen, Locke. He sounds very Karen-ish.
Well, that's what it is.
I mean, he rarely, if ever, uses the F word on social media, in person or in text, different story.
Yeah, in real life, he says it constantly.
He peppers everything right. with F. But on social media, he usually keeps it pretty clean.
Well, if I would have known that he was looking for tickets to that concert,
yeah,
I would have tried to get tickets to that concert.
Oh, you would have helped him out.
No, 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 no.
No?
He would have paid the man.
Oh,
oh yeah, I got some tickets.
Yeah, I got tickets locked.
Yeah, yeah. How much? Well, it cost me $75 a piece, but for you,
yeah,
$200 a person.
Whoa.
How about that?
I like that.
Yeah, I would have gouged Lachlan McClain.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, he can afford it. He has a horse. You know what I mean?
The man's got a horse.
He's got a horse. He has to rent barns.
I would imagine this at the Yum Center. All he had to do was hit up Robbie Valentine. Doesn't What's he doing?
He's a media man. Doesn't he have contacts?
He's been in Robbie Valentine's box before.
Sure.
What the hell is he doing?
I don't know what he's doing.
John Bolt wouldn't do this. Tony Vannetti wouldn't do this.
No.
Shannon the Dude wouldn't do this.
No.
Diener wouldn't do this.
No.
You think Diener's having to worry about a pre-sale?
No, he's not worried about anything.
He's in a box. He's on the floor. What are we doing here?
He's doing what he wants to do.
Was the lead anchor for the nightly news, right?
No, I get what you're saying now, and that is surprising to me because you think
got
to
find out who this is.
Big media man Lachlan McClain.
Yeah, he's been in the NBA. He knows Terry Miners.
Text Terry. You tell me Terry. He can't get tickets to the Yum Center.
Tabby.
Say, hey Terry, Lucy wants to see fill in the blank artist, whoever it is. Help a guy out. We're friends. And then Terry doesn't answer him back. and then it just stays on red.
Oh, man.
It makes me sad.
That's what he gets for being Android.
That's right.
That's what you get. If you had an iPhone, this wouldn't have just worked.
Yep.
You would have popped the Apple Pay. Bang, bang, on the side. You're done. You're good to go.
Yeah, you got the tickets. Lucy.
You got the tickets.
Got some tickets
Little
for you.
Lucy.
How about that? Mitch made a good point, too.
What did Mitch say?
He's like,
Ever say Mitch made a good point.
Process
doesn't believe that.
I know.
You fight with Mitch about everything.
I do, but he made a good point.
Because Mitch is a coward. He's been silent about his St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah.
He's heartbroken.
Best fans in the country.
We're such great fans.
Yeah.
But, we watch our team.
But he did say if it was for his other daughter, might not have been as upset. The one that's at UK.
The one that hates him.
The one that went to Kentucky.
Mitski, Mitski.
Oh, I've heard of Mitski.
Mitski. Who is that?
Is that
like dance music? What is?
I don't know who Mitski is, but I've heard of Mitski.
Huh?
That doesn't help us.
Japanese American singer songwriter.
There you go.
Okay, there we go. Go Mitski. I. Mitski sold out of the Yum Center. God, I'm old.
You know what I know.
God.
You sound like BBM. Mitski, what's that process?
Yeah, I
never heard of that. I was in Harlan County. And I was listening to Mitski in the truck. Who the hell's that?
That is me, dude.
Mitski.
I sound so old. This made me sad. Mitski sold out the Yum Center? Who's that? I mean, that you can't get worse than that. That's where I am now.
You're stumbling around now. Why are you stumbling?
Because
like
I sound like an old.
It's like you just got punched.
I sound like an old man.
She has a album by the name of Puberty Process.
That's the worst name for an album of all time.
Oh, that is.
So was Live bought a ticket for her and her friend, or does like Lot go? Puberty 2, excuse me.
He's got an album called Puberty 2, the sequel.
Looks like if she plays anything off that album, you leave and you go to the bathroom.
These are the worst
album names
of all time.
What if
there's another one? It's called Retired from Sad, New Career in Business. Another one called Bury Me at Makeout Creek. These are the worst album names in history.
That's what they called Strebel's car, Makeout Creek.
Makeout Creek. No, they called it the Barren Desert. That's what they called it. They called Makeout Creek.
You're going on dates all the time.
In college.
What are you talking about? You're a ladies' man.
In college. I was not in high school. But, Process, you're right. Those are terrible. Like those are awful. I mean, Puberty 2. Bury Me at Makeout Creek. What the hell is that? We're getting the good old-fashioned names on albums.
What are you doing? You listen to something called Primus.
Yeah, Tells from the Punch Bowl.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
South
Park, guys.
That's a great album
guys.
Name. Yeah,
that's what you listen to. I don't want to hear it
Pork
from you.
Pork Soda, that's a great album.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it. You used to listen to something called Meatloaf, okay?
I didn't listen to Meatloaf.
People your age
listen
to Meatloaf.
Bat Out of Hell's a quality record. You stop right there.
I'm not that old. I didn't listen to Meatloaf.
Your dad did, I bet.
Oh, yeah, the old man did, but I wasn't listening to Meatloaf. That was nerd music to me.
Tantric. That's who some used to listen to someone called a perfect circle.
The perfect, yeah, okay? That was good. Yeah,
I don't want to hear it.
Perfect
Incubus.
Circle was good.
Texas says
okay.
Locke is on a bum ass cable news channel. Thank you.
That's who needs to play the Alley Tantric. They're from Louisville.
And yes, it's Little Lucy. It's not the other daughter,
the other
right?
Daughter.
Of course.
Yeah,
he's why Locke was going above and beyond.
Yeah, he's got to get it for Little
he's
Lucy.
He's trying to save the relationship with the one daughter that likes him.
Yes.
Oh, it's Paris Town Hall, much smaller venue. There you go.
Oh, okay.
Paris Town. I feel like I've been there. What have I been there for?
Isn't that around Nulu?
Yeah, wait, yeah. I've been to Paris Town. What do we do at Paris Town?
They do a big
that was the
beer fest there.
A bourbon fest there.
Oh,
I
bourbon
think.
Fest. Okay.
Yeah, I remember that one was.
Lazy?
That one your boy stumbled out of.
That was one of those ones where it's like he's crawled into the Uber.
You crawl into the Uber.
You sail home.
You eat a bunch of, you eat some Papa John's, you pass out.
That's what I'm doing tonight, a little Papa John's.
Are you really?
Picking up on the way home, yeah. That's what
look
we're doing
at you.
Tonight. Those Papa John's.
Speaking of sausage pizza?
Yeah.
A big sausage pizza, and then you just go home, you're good to go.
Large cheese for the kids. Then I get a medium sausage that I'll munch on throughout the weekend.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. We'll watch a little scary stuff with the kids tonight. They want to watch some Halloween stuff, so we'll see what
scary
we can find.
Stuff.
Yeah,
like what?
I don't
like
know
what?
Yet. We'll look.
Like
about
Friday the 13th?
House of a Thousand Corpses.
No, not watching House of.
Why?
I've seen.
Well, Rob Zombie.
I like Rob Zombie movies. I went to the theaters and saw House of a Thousand Corpses.
Process looks like he didn't like. He was like an extra on House of a Thousand Corpses.
You know, he really does.
He really does.
He looks like what's the guy's name? Chris Hardwick. He looks like Chris Hardwick's character or something.
Texas says, no cap. I listened to Locke on the reg all throughout high school. He helped me get through my homework. Shout out to him. Well, there you go.
There you go.
I appreciate
you know
that.
What? I think Locke would like that. I think, right, he would feel like he was educating the minds and the youth of America. I think he would really take that as like a personal coup on his part.
I got to get these tickets. I somehow got to get tickets to Gouge Gym.
That's all that I want.
That's
your personal mission. You got to get Mitski tickets. StubHub them.
Process. Are you rooting for Louisville to win or lose on Saturday? Because your week next week hinges on this 3-hour game at 3:00.
I know
you understand
it does.
That, right?
I want everything.
If they lose, you can just sit there and watch Blank get mad.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the refs' fault. Oh my God, Scott Satterfield's still my coach.
Yeah.
I know. I know the hits.
To deal with that. You're going to deal with Perrin being sad.
Diener might battle Blank. I mean,
Diener might battle Perrin.
Oh yeah.
Diener might put Satterthorpe on Facebook. Things may happen this weekend.
I hope to God Louisville loses this game because I want
Lord
the pride
heavens.
Of Boone, North Carolina, to go back to the breadline where he belongs.
The breadline.
It's unneeded. I don't know why he has to do this.
He doesn't like Satterfield.
But
there's
no reason to it. It's just, him being a shock jock.
No, I think.
I disagree.
I think he's so inundated with L1C4 with Blankenbaker
right.
on a weekly basis. That
and Crumb's Revenge.
And Crumb's Revenge
right.
and Biscuit. And all, I think he's completely pivoted against him because he's like, I'm tired of it.
You want Biscuit to be sad, don't you?
I don't want Biscuit to be sad. I don't mind Biscuit.
But you want him to be sad.
I it's more the rest of the L1C4 community. The blind, I root for the Ravens because I like Lamar Jackson.
It's
I'm an NFL
thing.
Fan.
You know what?
Crumbs is wearing his Denver Broncos gear.
Yeah, no.
Was he?
Oh, yeah.
With today?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Texas says, Streba going to get a barbecue chicken papadilla and tweet a picture to Locke.
I should. Actually, that's not a bad idea. But I pre-ordered it like 7 a.m. so I can just go pick it up.
Texas says Locke has joined us peasants.
Yes, that's a great point. I mean, he's trying to scrounge for tickets on Ticketmaster. He can't just walk up to, you know, the radio program or whoever, like, hey, give me tickets, the salesperson.
Texas says, can we get Big Rig to eat some hummus and pita bread again?
Yeah.
I wonder if Process knows that exists or not.
Hummus and pita bread?
Process, there was a day where Strebel had hummus and pita bread. And then he came to my house, and he nearly died during the show. The hummus and pita bread got stuck in his lap band, and I thought he was going to die in my office.
I took a drink. What the bad part was when I took a drink of the beer, it like fizzed up in my gullet, and it was bad process.
This
it was
story
bad.
Just continues to get stupider. Like, I was like, oh, hummus and pita bread, and I was like, what are you, a
look
vegan?
At, look,
and then it just,
you know,
continues
look it up.
To get
yeah,
worse.
He's a vegan. Yeah, it, yeah, yeah.
A
there's
snack.
A lot of UK
it's not a good
vegans.
Snack. Stop it.
It is a good. It is
no,
a good
stop
snack.
It. Stop.
It's a
stop.
Snack. It's
stop.
Tasty. I like hummus. It's good.
Stop it.
You get a little garlic hummus. That's good. A little
Strieble,
red pepper
you're
hummus.
Better than
that's
this.
Good.
Stop lying to yourself.
I'm not lying. I like it. I like hummus.
A healthy snack, and he's like, I'm gonna grab some Papa John's.
Oh, I like. I like kale. It's really good for me, and it tastes great.
Like
you sound like that guy, Strieble. You're better than this. Stop it.
I like it.
He doesn't do vegetables processed at all.
No. Hummus is as close as I get to a vegetable.
Yeah, he turns
it's
his nose
peas.
Up.
Whatever.
Exactly. It's as close as I like baked beans. I like those. It's not a vegetable, but it's close to vegetables.
Are you
it's
one of those
meat.
Morons that's like, I eat corn. That's my favorite vegetable. And I'm, no, corn's bad for you. Stop it.
Corn's good processed.
It's not a vegetable.
You never had
though.
A good ear of corn?
It's not a vegetable.
I didn't say it was a vegetable. I said it's good.
What is it?
It's a starch.
It's a starch.
It's a star- oh, yeah, it's a starch.
Yeah, like bread and pasta.
Potatoes.
Yep.
Texas says, what's the best of the three movies of the House of a Thousand Corpses trilogy? I can't remember.
Oh, it's the first one. Devil's Rejects was pretty good, and then Three from Hell, yeah.
I didn't see Three from Hell.
It's watchable, but it's not good.
It's about the devil process. I don't know your thoughts on the devil.
Dr. Satan.
It's about Dr. Satan, pretty
yeah.
much.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know about the devil. He seems like a strange cat.
Texas says, I just tuned in. Did you guys play the rummage sound from earlier? We'll do that. We'll do that next week. Yeah,
okay.
We're not going to make poor process try to sift through
Scrounge.
30 minutes of sound while we're on the air. Yeah, we don't have
yeah.
we don't have a bullpen of people
no.
that's just there to cut sound of rummage and his political takes.
Yeah, it's the skeleton crew of skeletons. Skeleton Cruise.
Yeah, I mean, that's where we're at right now.
Yeah. Jack somewhere in Mexico. You got Nick's at work. Pat's doing the drive. And then
the drive.
You got process. I mean, that's
the
it.
Drive.
The drive.
I didn't know Ennis was even off today.
Oh,
yeah. Biscuit and Blank.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think Ennis is moving. I told him to move over to Southern Indiana.
Yeah, come on over here.
I told
here,
him to live
Ennis.
In God's country.
Yeah, that's, can, they have coronavirus gonna... there. It's a big, bad red state in Indiana.
What do you think Kentucky is?
It's a big bad red state run by a Democratic governor.
Yeah. For a couple more
years. For a
years,
couple more years,
he's
yeah.
Gonna, he's going to get crushed.
Whoever he runs.
Process, he's going to get crushed.
Whoever runs against him, he closed it down.
Oh, my God.
He closed
God.
It down. He couldn't get a beer.
I can't wait. I mean, I literally can't wait for it because somehow we're going to get stuck in the middle.
Oh, we are.
Somehow, and you know this show will. This
oh, yeah.
show, if it's still around, will. There's no doubt about that.
2 years.
By the way,
year,
my
years.
Astros White Sox overhit already.
Boom.
Boom.
Seventh
Boom.
Inning.
And then my same game parlay was like an over of like 6.5 and Houston plus 2.5. It's going to cash.
There
We're going to
go.
Cash. You understand
More
that
money
process?
For tomorrow.
We're cashing this weekend, process.
Yeah.
Not like you and your crappy
no.
picks going 1-4.
My picks are terrible. I have no problem saying that. I cannot pick game to game to save my life. If I had to, I would have been dead years ago.
I'm glad that Process doesn't gamble because I don't think he'd handle that well.
He did a little bit a couple years ago.
Did he?
Yeah, no, I always say, I didn't get into gambling because everybody always talks about, oh, that big, great first win you have when you first
right.
win a ton of money. I'm like, that doesn't exist for me. That's never happened. I always lose. I hate gambling because I suck so bad at gambling.
That's what happened to Mitch.
No, Mitch sucks so
one...
bad at gambling and he has an addiction.
Oh, he does, but
he has
one...
a problem.
He had a big win. He
yeah.
had a really big win.
Early on, he won a couple grand, then he just blew it all.
And
yeah.
then he hasn't stopped since.
Right.
No, you invest then, half of the money. God, then, whatever.
Then mommy found out.
Oh, I forgot about that. She looked at his bank account. That was an all-time moment.
Mommy found out.
I forgot about that.
I think I'm going Virginia 34-31. I don't know what to do, I think I'm going Kentucky 23-20. But I just don't have any, like, this is the opposite of last week. Last week I thought Louisville was going to be Wake Forest, and I picked Wake Forest to win and almost nailed the score.
Yeah.
And then I picked Kentucky to lose big, and I was obviously completely wrong
yeah.
about that. I just, these games are really difficult.
They are. I don't know why, but they are.
That's what I think. I think I have Virginia close, and I think I have, Kentucky close, and I think Kentucky... I think we know what the reaction with Louisville will be.
Yeah.
Or should be. And with Kentucky, I think it's I think you're looking at another game where we come from that game and Will Levis is going to have 135 yards.
Yeah, and an interception.
And a touchdown and an interception.
Yeah, or maybe a rushing touchdown
I think it's going to be aesthetically a little bit nicer or more pleasing than the Florida game.
Yeah.
But it's going to have tentacles of the Florida game.
I understand
if
what you're
that
saying.
Makes
yeah.
sense.
It'll like you'll pick some things out, like, oh wow, that was a nice pass, or like you can see a couple things.
I'm not betting these games with the lines.
Oh,
If I did this, it would be in teasers. I'm telling you, these DraftKings same game parlays, it's basically a teaser, mm-hmm. but with better odds.
I've got Virginia 37, Louisville 27. I got 37-27 Virginia.
Okay. I mean, you've completely flipped on that game. You sound like me.
Kentucky 17-14 over LSU. 3-point win.
How about that?
That's what I got. I got very, very, very similar game to what we saw against Florida.
Texas says, hey, check out Tony Vannetti's tattoo on Twitter.
Vannetti get a tat?
Well, someone's saying that he got a Trinity tattoo.
No,
that can't be true.
That's not true. I can't believe that he would defile his body with a Trinity tattoo.
A tattoo.
Let's see. Vannetti. There's no way. I don't believe it. He didn't.
Oh, yeah. He got one of those.
Oh, he did. Oh, it's a rub-on tattoo. It's a snake. he got a Bobby Petrino on his arm.
Why'd he get a... Man, this is a haymaker text.
Okay.
Texas says Jason Entz is going to be on 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, man. Oh.
That's messed up.
I love Process to be on that.
Yeah. Oh, that would be
like
the best.
Like, he marries a lady from Romania.
Yeah.
And, like it's just like one day we're like, yeah, Process is leaving. Like, where is he going? It's like he's going to Romania.
He's in Romania.
He's going to Romania. It's
I'm
like
getting married to a woman with bizarrely dark teeth.
Yeah, he's just going to Romania to get married. I don't know.
Dracula's castle.
Yeah, she doesn't speak much English, and it's just Process. He's trying to figure out how to get the NFL Sunday ticket.
Yeah, asking the Romanian mother, hey, have Spectrum?
Yeah, he's living with the woman and the Romanian mother. It's a custom. They have to live with the mother until they're 50.
Dude, no way. I fear Eastern Europe with a passion. I'm afraid of it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Would you do a mail order?
Watch out. We're almost at the end.
Okay.
Watch out leading Process down some road that's going to get us in trouble before the mixtape. You're right on that line right now.
I was just going to ask you if he'd ever consider the mail order bride thing.
No.
Oh, Lord heavens. No.
I was just asking. I don't know. I mean, I it's not a commentary on anything. It's like
a dumb thing to ask.
I was just asking. Well, you were talking
Bozich
about it.
Bozich is going to be despondent.
Yep,
the Astros was a terrible fielding play by the White
Sox. Just piling on runs now. 7-4.
I'm sorry, Bozich.
Sorry, Rick.
Sorry, Rick. I'm not really sorry.
Rick.
Oh, look at him popping it. Oh, he got to take his shirt off. Yeah. Some odd stuff going on in Houston.
Texas says, Strebel flipped 13-plus points in less than 24 hours. It's so true.
The more I think about it, I just don't. Louisville didn't do anything impressive last week, defensively, at all. Like, at all. And Virginia's a better offense than Wake Forest.
I don't know how much the home field advantage matters. I got to be honest.
Well, last time they were at home, it wasn't very impressive.
I just have no idea what kind of crowd they're going to have tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a great question.
It's not a great question.
I know you don't like the crowd discussion at all.
Well, I'm just not good at it. Like, I don't know.
But that crowd against UCF, it got loud, but there was like nobody there.
Well, no one was there. No, they were angry.
Do you think Louisville fans come out?
They'll be
in force?
Back a little bit more. In force, no.
Okay.
No.
Okay. But they'll be out
there. Diener texted me. He gave you $50 to bet in your free shady account. Whatever happened to that? Did you lose it all?
He didn't give me $50. He gave me $100.
Well, did you lose it all?
I blew it all.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Texas says, Andy, what are your thoughts on Kadarius Toney? I think he's pretty good.
Yeah. Good. Enjoy that feeling.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not putting him in the Hall of Fame.
But
I think he'll be a
pretty good player. Yeah,
he's the Joker. That's what he calls himself.
He's a rookie, you know. Give him a few more years.
You know anything about Kadarius Toney.
He played for Florida. He played for the Giants.
There you go. That's all you need.
That's all I need to know. He's fast. He's a slot receiver.
Traditionally, yes.
Yeah. See, I know more about Kadarius Toney than you thought. How about that?
There you go.
Another
it's a home run. It's by Kyle Tucker.
Run. BBN?
I mean, Kyle Tucker is not even talking about Democrats in Kentucky?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Mask up.
I mean, he's not he's not retweeting Rex Chapman?
Yeah. What's going on here? Playing baseball?
Oh, man.
I didn't know he had that in him. Good for you, Kyle Tucker.
He's a good player.
Yeah.
437-9680, Process, you ready to take a break? How do you feel about the mixtape coming up? I mean, it's pretty much done for you.
Yeah,
you just
gotta
press the buttons.
Yeah, I just pressed the buttons. I spent a lot of time numbering it. We got like 110-something sounds.
Oh, we need to get going then. Yeah. There we go.
All right.
All right, so let's do that. We'll take a break, and the mixtape, it's coming up next on this Friday.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You would admit that Cal's lost his fastball, right, Kellen? If Calipari's lost his fastball as a recruiter, right? You would agree.
And James Strebel.
No.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hey, you're going to be watching a lot of football, some baseball over the weekend, basketball under 2 months away, and do so. Sports are here. They are back. RGB Home Theaters, rgbhometheaters.com, TVs, projectors, complete theaters, no matter what you want, they can help you today. They did us at the ESPN Louisville Studios. Outdoor setups are great. It might be getting too cold for that, maybe. But maybe not October.
Know.
You get through October into November, and help, you know, that's the deal. RGB, rgbhometheaters.com. They'll price match the big box stores. Get that free estimate today at RGB. Well, Process, how you feeling? We're going to dive into the mixtape here and get you into the weekend. Feeling good?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Well, it's presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic, hightowermens.com. You don't have to live with ED or PD. Have them help you today. They love this segment, by the way. We were talking
I remember talking to the guy.
They absolutely love it. So let's dive into it. Process is on the controls. Hit the open, and then let's go.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
We all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
Move out of the way, Cooper. Move out of the way.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Okay, so, hello, ladies. This is Crean's mixtape.
It's so delightful.
It's so tender.
It is.
No, it's
really
effing
is.
Not, though. All right, here we go.
All right. Whoa. First sound, mixtape, Process is controlling it. Fire away.
You all are celebrating puppy dog crap is what you're celebrating. And we had big dog stuff going on Saturday night. So step back, just like you had to do in basketball. Step back and let the big dogs woof.
That's you.
That is
all week.
Yeah, I know.
Welcome to the show. I know who this is. Dad, what's up, Dad?
Hey, buddy.
How about it?
How about it, bud?
How about those pants?
It was awesome. Are you on air yet?
Oh, yeah, we're on air, Dad. You're live on the radio right now.
I've been trying to find your phone number. I was freaking out, man. I was like, I got to call him. That was awesome. It was awesome. I think we're going to be a good team.
He's drunk.
Yeah, he's having a good time.
Well, Dad, what are you drinking tonight? I got me some Busch Lights over here. What do you got going on tonight?
I got some Bud Light, man. Been sucking it down.
There we go. That's how we do it. That's how the Streebles do it. All right, Dad.
That's right, bro. Call me tomorrow.
All right, I'll give you a call tomorrow. Have a good night, Dad. All right, take it easy.
Yeah, go Cats.
Go Cats.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
You guys are so awkward. Go Cats.
That's right.
Go Cats. Keep them coming.
The referees were absolutely egregious.
Uh-oh.
Dave Clawson sucks.
Oh, Ennis.
Damn.
That is the worst officiating ever. And then that stupid phantom call, especially right after our guy just got hit by somebody when they were running past him. I mean, it was a makeup call for something else, I'm sure.
He's sure. Don't worry.
He's sure. Don't worry about
Good job, kids. Good job, U of L. Was that Mo, Curly, and Larry officiating that game? Oh, come on. Give me a break. Are you kidding me? You say 4 seconds didn't run off the clock? Well, what is it? The Democratic Convention going on? Come on, Rick. Get off us U of L cards and leave us alone. You're cheating us.
I love that that guy?
Who is that?
I've never. That guy's voice doesn't sound familiar. No. I love that man.
Democratic Convention.
Oh, goodness. It's the Mixtape here on The Take on a Friday, presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. Keep them firing. We go fast and furious. Let's go.
Oh, Mark Hennis, I'm so sad. I mean, this sucks. I mean, you never want to, you know, say a good loss. So we got to play, you know, Virginia next week at home. I think it's round 3 o'clock, 3:30 game.
Oh,
and
no.
It's the worst crookedness and swindle since the 1972 basketball game with America against Russia.
And the call, an illegal block on the back on that is just such an egregious call. That's crazy. But then the ending of the half. I'm not so mad. Yes, I am. I mean, nobody ever blew the play dead. There's nope. No way they could have called a timeout because nobody blew the play dead. When they even showed it over on TV in the replay where they're trying to figure out if they could hear the whistle blow, they haven't even picked the ball up or letting the guy stop moving yet. There's no way that play is over. You can't run a running play in 4 seconds. You cannot do it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
At the Thirsty Beaver. And the name of the bar was the Thirsty Beaver. He owns with his brother the Thirsty Beaver. A texter sent us a picture of my man Mick Jagger in front of the
Thirsty Beaver
Saloon. It's called a saloon. You got to check it out. You got to check it. Thank you, texter. That's the one that was sent to me, too. So.
The future is bleeping bright for Kentucky football right now.
And Rummage and Maven, I got a message for you two. Before you guys even think about laughing for us almost losing to EKU, look at what Cards did tonight, baby. UK's here, and we're going to whoop that ass the last game of the season.
Whoa! Number 24, the Demon Deacons. They beat Louisville 37-34. How about that? The Cardinals go down, but you know it's a good loss. It's a good loss. You know it's a good loss. It's not a big deal. It's an okay loss. The Cards look good. The Cards look good. Even though they lost, they're in the national championship hunt. The college football world's looking in at the Cards.
The Cards look good. The Cards look good. You're unbelievable.
I'm still on the fire sat train, man, and this is why. You said it. He was down in his play sheet when I needed him in that ref's ear. He was in his play sheet because he don't got a...
Wait, Harold, you're going to fire a coach because he's not yelling at the referees enough?
Yes.
Yes, we lost the game.
You're going to fire him?
We need him to do. Hey, it's all the package.
You're going to fire him?
He's not showing
him?
Me that he's learning.
Listen.
He's not showing me that he's learning, bro. Seriously.
There's
he's in the play sheet.
You're going to fire him?
Marcus.
Because he's concentrating on the next
Marcus,
play instead of arguing
Marcus,
with the
referee? There's no argument here. This is listen, if you're going to fire him after that, you're just going to fire him. You're going to fire him.
Screw Wake Forest. Dave Clawson, Brian Piccolo, Chris Paul, that worm-looking basketball coach, Dave Odom, Tim Duncan. God. The claw fence.
He's dead.
All of it sucks. Hate Wake Forest with a passion. Just, I can't stand those guys. L's down, guns up, bang, 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 bang.
There we go, Jimmy.
Here we go, Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy. Keep them coming.
All right, Jason Entz, real quick, Jason. I got to see the other colors. Jason, what's going on, man? Are you there, Ents?
Oh.
All right, we're going to hold on to Ents. Call back, Ents. I couldn't get you for some reason.
Ents with a bad connection.
Yeah.
That's not good. You know what bad radio is, Process?
Bad.
Ents with a bad connection. Keep them coming.
Coach Satterfield, you should have body slammed that ref. You should have just suplexed the ref. You let it happen. You should have been animated. You should have ran onto the field.
Yeah, what do you mean my quarterback can't come back in the game?
Coach Satterfield, you should have body slammed that ref.
I sit around in my RV for 2 weeks for Dega, and they cut it short for Bubba Wallace. I'll never watch this again. And while we're at it, NFL, you got some rap music at halftime? At halftime, you got rap music? Bloods, Crips.
It's true.
That's what you got.
It's
never
true.
Watching the NFL ever again. And I'm going to take a selfie close up while I'm driving.
Yeah.
To really put the point home.
How am I supposed to watch that with my grandbabies?
What are you doing at the end? Keep them coming.
I'm driving with Jeanette. And she might be like, I don't want to listen to you guys. I listen to you idiots enough. And she'll, like, put music on.
Bitch. I'm sorry.
Why'd you dump that one?
Sound of the week. It really
I was
is.
A little disappointed that Lamar didn't do a cartwheel at the end of the 5-yard game.
You're great. You're great.
I was a little disappointed.
Well, he probably, instead of a two-handed, do a one-handed cartwheel.
Or
you know?
A backflip. Or
backflip,
or
yeah. Yeah.
They're unreal.
And you would be stepping in it to lead up to that game. So, anyway, we'll continue this discussion. I have to take a break.
No. I
absolutely have to take a break.
Oh, what? Is something going on?
I need to use the restroom, Nick.
Oh, God.
I was just kidding.
Okay.
No, because you look like you're about to read something off the computer.
I'm just
start to do a bunch of stuff.
V-Show Bet Rivers Twitter poll.
All right. We'll talk about the poll.
Who has the bigger game this weekend? UofL
and UK. It's like 80 to 20, probably.
No, actually, UofL's winning right now. That's what I was trying to say. All right. No, throw a break.
There's a lot of rivalrying going on in that voting, I think.
All right. Throw a break. Break before we all get pink eye.
All right, ESPN, it's not that.
Do you believe Wake Forest was a pretty good football team? Yes. Every Louisville fan listen to the show. Do you also believe your team was better?
Yes. That's why you're mad.
That's why you're mad. But that's also a pretty good thing. You're looking, you're saying, okay, on the road, a team who looks like they're probably in the driver's seat to win the division at this point. You felt like you're a better team. I felt like Louisville's a better team.
No, what do you think that is?
I don't know.
Jack, you think that's Biden? You think his people are doing that?
Is it Antifa?
Is it Antifa?
I heard it pronounced both ways. Because it's anti.
Antifa!
The new wing, the electronic.
Dribble's not saying it. The way you said it, I've never heard before.
You never heard that? Because
it's Antifa.
Antifa doesn't make sense either, though.
No, it does. That's what everyone calls it.
Anti. It's supposed to be. That's like anti. Not anti, anti.
Well, you know what? Sometimes the English language doesn't make sense, Dribble. It's Antifa. That's
saying.
How everyone says
okay,
it.
Okay, that's fine.
Antifa.
I prefer Antifa.
What fancy yeah, European podcast are you listening to?
Well, listen, tomorrow, let's play some more of that. What's the guy's name?
Oh, yes.
Waka Flocka.
Waka Flocka.
Could you work on that between now and 10 o'clock in the morning?
Absolutely. What's the name of his group? Waka Flocka?
He's just Waka
Flocka. Flocka Birds or something?
No, it's just him.
Have a great day, everybody.
And welcome back to Sports Talk with Mike Pratt and
Dennis
on ESPN Louisville. Now, there is real music. That's not any Waffle Fawful or whatever the guy's name is. What's his name? What's his name?
Waka Flocka.
Waka Flocka. Find out for the bumper music next time, next break. Could you find some Waka Flocka?
Yeah.
Is this a genuine request?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, we'll play Waka Flocka next time around.
If he's the Kentucky football favorite rapper, I want to be in tune here.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I want to be. Is that it?
This is Flocka.
Waka Flocka.
Yeah. Why would you be a big fan of that?
Yes. That cloud that's been hanging over Louisville for years and years and years now, that still hasn't been cleared because the IRB is a piece of crap.
Well, it's a bit of a clunker, isn't it? I mean, we don't know what... The interesting thing about them is we just don't know anything about them.
Yeah.
That's what's interesting about them.
So
we have no idea what to make of them.
So I don't know if it's fair, or I would argue that it's not fair, than that you can't really... I know Andy would roast me for this, but I don't know how fairly you can actually judge Chris Mack because of everything that's gone on around him. I think you can punish him for the two NCAA level 2 allegations. Yes, that's fair. That's a big strike against him, but you don't know how things will change or if they will change, if and how they change post all of this stuff finally getting out of the way, which we thought it would be out of the way by now when they hired Mac, but it still isn't.
It's not, and it's not on.
Oh,
it's a heartbreaker. Oh, it's Sink Through the Heart again,
it's
Jack.
The mixtape presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic, 690-2800, hightowermens.com. Fire away, process.
Ends is Jags Nation.
But he liked Dick the best. Dick the Mockingbird. And okay. According to the legend, Dick flew freely around the room and even ate crumbs from Jefferson's lips. Dinner at the ends of that.
I just envision him with a hat and a big star, you know, and maybe a rope, you know, like a lasso around his waist.
I can't handle that.
Could you imagine him in like spurs and cowboy boots? Assless chaps.
You know. What's that? It's the doo. Yeah.
That tickled Diener.
Howdy, partner. Sheriff Blackenbaker here. Perhaps you met my deputies.
My girl cheats on me.
We're going hard. I'm strapping it on.
Oh, is the phrase Texas belt buckle something that can get me in trouble to say on the air?
I've never heard that before.
Okay.
Well, you've already said it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, showing of the Texas belt buckle. Is that a phrase for something else, or is that an actual belt buckle?
Oh, that's not good for me.
I don't know if Texas belt buckle is innuendo for anything. I guess I can look at Urban Dictionary.
No, I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, what's the Texas belt buckle?
Oh.
What is it? I didn't. You can't read it?
Oh,
man.
Is that something I should mark now?
Oh!
Okay. I've not been privy to that.
Well,
I'm a good guy.
I'd submit my body to the youth. The car.
One of your buddies ever do that?
Yes, I know. I know what it. Yes, we know what it means.
We found out. We looked it up.
Yeah.
Thank you, Internet.
There's another one called a Canadian.
Now I gotta know what that is.
Oh man, we'll look it up here in a second.
Justin Trudeau know about it?
Oh my goodness. Trudeau. Keep them coming. By the way, I got a haymaker.
What is it?
Fred Cowgill just broke Twitter.
Oh, God.
Cowgill? What did he do?
Jack, hang on. Jack, I need you to turn your mic on real quick. I don't know what to do here.
Oh, boy. I'm searching for it.
Hang on.
Okay.
Hang on.
Oh no! Can I look?
Hang on. I'm gonna send it to you right now.
Okay.
Hang on just a second. Hang on just a second. Cowgill broke Twitter earlier this week.
Monday.
Yeah. Keep them coming.
Cowgill? What did he do? He just, oh my gosh! It hasn't popped up yet. All right, here goes. Now process the scene. All right, Fred Cowgill. Whoa! Holy crap!
My left leg just like it tingled just for a second. Has Nick Valvano seen this? Oh. By the way, Nick Valvano wearing an FC Cincinnati. Nick is stunned right now. Oh man.
She's like, is she like in a shower? Did you read the first comment?
I might have to mute.
But Andy sent me the actual post from Yellow Man, who posted the thing about Blankenbaker. It says, kick his ass in the ballot box and see where he gets his next paycheck. Audit the daylights out of his office and fire all of his deputies. I know it would be hard to do.
It's like instead of walking tall.
I know it would be hard to do. Funny thing is, he probably gets more votes than he did last time as he is singing to his base. And somebody has to reply. He's not a real sheriff.
Well, I got a couple other things.
We got another one, Bobby?
Absolutely.
All right. All right, Bobby, what do we got? No, I like the Bobby and Dan show.
Oh, I wow. do too. Wow. Kicking Pratt out of the way. Bobby and Dan.
It's Urban doing a little grabbing.
Oh, grabby hands.
A little grabby hands.
Grabby hands, Urban. Okay.
That's the one I saw.
Let's see. Oh, boy. Uh-oh. Urban. Oh, whoop. Yep. Okay. Yep. That's what he did. That's exactly what he did. That's weird. I mean, is that the first place you want to go?
Oh.
Oh, my. I haven't seen that one. I haven't. Man, he's in trouble at home. Ooh.
Being grinded on, I thought of you.
Me?
That I needed this to happen to you.
No, anyway, I would. We'll say that. No. We can talk about that more later, but I know you want to do a break and get to Louisville, but
now you want to go to a break and get to Louisville.
I know. I'm just saying.
You don't want to talk Louisville.
I do want to talk Louisville.
Literally, it's
a massive lie. You want to talk about Kentucky.
So Urban gets up there and just says, look, you know, they want to take some pictures. They got him out on the dance floor at the end, right? Like, you know, just, I was stupid, shouldn't have put myself in that position, but it was harmless. Da, da, da. Then, like, 20 minutes later, the video comes out of him with the fingers in the butt. And that's when it was like, okay, Urban, okay. And apparently Shelly Meyer, Urban's wife, who we all know from the wide receivers coach story.
Yeah, right.
Shelly Meyer is liking tweets that are like, you deserve so much better than Urban.
Yeah.
All this stuff. Too, with the story about Urban Meyer and his fingers in a girl's butt.
They have a decent staff, a good staff.
So you're in on the Ross McMaines experiment.
Of course, yeah. I think Ross McMaines is the brightest guy on their staff.
Okay.
Of course.
He loves McMaines.
Well, he doesn't.
You're not going to make me fight about my Cardinals, okay? I love them all.
I like Rudy Jair.
I love Lamar. I love Teddy, Devontae, and all the other ones that I'm not going to mention because I just don't feel like going through
leaving
them
one out. Yeah, you might
leave one out. But I love my Cardinals, and they're not going to make me fight over them. Okay. I like them all.
I just miss the excitement that Kentucky fans are going to have Saturday.
Oh.
I missed because you know they're going to be jazzed up.
Wow. How about that?
Haymaker, keep them coming.
I think next year, not really knowing what's going to happen at the quarterback position may mean you have all these skill guys, and it's like, what are we doing at quarterback?
Wait, well, they got Malik back next year.
Is he back next year?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
He's such a lame-oid. Overrated, big time mob boss. Like he's overrated. He's so cool.
Big time. Mob boss.
Yeah. What a clown. I mean, this clown. This
sound
straight,
like
clown. Straight clown.
You sound like Denny.
You really overrated.
Do. You really do.
Jack Harlow shows up at Louisville events. And nobody cares. They still don't win.
People do care.
No, they do care, but they don't win. He shows up. I mean, overrated. You're overrated, bro. I don't care what anybody says. You can send me all the pictures of Jack Harlow at a festival where these dumb fans that don't even know what they're listening to. Yeah, Jack Harlow. Let's go, buddy. Yeah. I can't stand it. I can't stand him. I hope one day we do get him on this show so I can tell him personally. I don't like you. I don't like anything you do.
Haymaker.
Yeah, come out to the alley. Come out to Caboose number 5, and we'll see you there.
Okay, take care, guys.
I appreciate it, Dr. Klein. There's the alley plug. Like a little grin. You know, got a little alley plug in there.
Alley.
You got a little grin.
We're out there in the alley.
Yeah. We got alley. We got Caboose. We got plenty of entertainment options.
Alley.
He runs the wide receiver.
Coming
wide receiver
up next
sometime.
On BBN Country, why does Darren Waller have all them tats? And Oscar Combs is going to join us after the break.
I don't care that he has the tats. I don't. Tattoos are fine. I like tattoos.
Hey, first thing, we need to get some music for our women's volleyball team. They
Fact.
Are killing it.
Fact. They are good. Killing it. Yeah, they're very good. I know, and as far as the firing thing, look, if they decide to go that route, cool. You got 2 weeks to hire Kenny Payne and move on. And the beat rolls on.
Yeah, listen, and when Kenny Payne's name comes up again, anybody who says they don't want Kenny Payne, I'm gonna call you a racist.
Whoa!
Wow! Have you ever done a long-distance relationship?
No.
Really? I'm surprised by that.
There was a girl that I kind of dated while I was at Campbellsville that we kept in contact with.
She was here?
She was here.
Okay.
And I was at Campbellsville. And it wasn't anything official.
Yeah, but you were a ladies' man.
But we, well, I mean, anytime I'd come back to town, we'd go out and stuff. So, but it wasn't like official. Like, she could do what she wanted, I could do what I wanted, and then, you know, when we got back in town, we'd hang out.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Next to Magadiner is so bad. Now, how am I maggot? If I'm saying pro-vaccine, wouldn't that make me the other way?
Go Cats.
All right, Go Cats. That's Big Blue Jew on the line with us.
Oh, God.
Big Blue Jew.
I have UK family members. I don't have UK friends.
I'd say recording it did not go the way that he hoped, but who knows? When you're being extorted, you know, again.
I mean, it was the right thing to do to, you know, because it's a crime being committed, but at the same time, it screwed you.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you can do the right thing and lose.
But he didn't do the right thing. I mean, the right thing would have been having another person in the room.
Well, that's
fire.
True.
I mean,
that's true.
If that happens, probably none of this happens. You probably don't have the extortion attempt.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
That's a haymaker. It's a low-key good sound of the week. A couple more here, Process. We're at 550, I don't know, 9. Keep them coming.
Do you want to meet Laura Rutledge?
No.
Okay.
I don't know what I'd say.
That was a lie.
How are you? My name's Big Rick.
I hate you.
What? Wow. What do we have left,
It's
Process?
True, yeah. Yeah.
That's a big admission. Have you ever told your wife that? She would hate hearing that.
No, she wouldn't. We dated a little bit my senior year of high school, and then, you know, she went to her college, I went to my college, and then it was just like it was what it was, but it wasn't a relationship. We'd go on dates, we go to the track or something, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of like a sure thing.
We did.
Really?
Well, yeah. I don't know if it was a sure. I mean, it was. We did go to the track a few times and out to eat and, you know, hanging out.
Oh, we have no music. Process, what's going on back there? Process, are we still there?
Yeah, we're still here.
There's
put the music back on. Relax. We're cool.
Okay, what am I supposed to do? It just goes dead air. I hear people yelling in the background. Is that Pat?
Who's yelling?
No, it's Blankenbaker. If I could find the music. Where is the music? This is really uncomfortable.
Well, is Inside Churchill Downs there?
Yeah, they're here.
Okay, well, I mean, we can get out.
We can get out.
I mean, if you have a couple more you want to play, that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, Process, what's going
on? I don't know.
I just can't find the damn take thing, man. This is how it needs to end for Process today.
Yes.
Who's been on the board since 7 a.m.
He's had a long
day.
That's
how it needs to end.
Yeah.
In just sadness.
Yeah.
A couple more.
Silence.
All right, couple more. Let's go. Couple more quickly here.
We're kind of checked out with this guy. If he didn't have a spectacular season, I don't think it even matters, man. I think most people not even, you know, you don't see a lot of red. You guys on campus, so you see a lot of red.
Yes, I do. Yes, yeah, I do, Will. I see it every day down at the gym. Yes, I do.
I was reading Card Chronicle last night, the comments at the Wake Forest game, and that's what got me to think about it, too.
What a haymaker.
I see the comments, they're like, wow, they played so good.
They played so hard.
Sat was in his bag, and all this Sat Daddy and all this stuff. I was like, God, I sounded like that.
Yeah, that's what I sounded like.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.